Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shubhashachi Bhattacharji. Rajaji Utsav is a celebration of the life and legacy of the first Indian Governor General of India, Chakrabarti Rajagopalachari, is being celebrated at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi. On the occasion, President Draupadi Murmu has unveiled the bust of Chakrabarti Rajagopalachari at Rashtrapati Bhavan. The bust of Rajaji, situated at the grand open staircase near Ashok Mandap, replaced the bust of Edwin Lutyens. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan, Indian Minister J.P. Nadda, Dr. S. Jaishankar, Dharmendra Pradhan, Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Dr. L. Murugan, and the family members of Chakrabarti Rajagopalachari were also present on the occasion. Addressing the gathering, the President said this initiative is part of a series of steps being taken towards shedding the vestiges of the colonial mindset and embracing with pride the richness of India's culture, heritage, timeless traditions, and honoring those who served Bharat Mata with their extraordinary contributions. Indian Corporation Minister Amit Shah interacted with drivers, sarthis of Bharti Taxi in New Delhi. In a video release today, Shah said the Bharat Taxi Cooperative is to empower the drivers by providing them the ownership of their work. He mentioned that the initiative focuses on curbing the problems related to private taxi service companies and provide the profit to drivers and not the cooperative. The minister further said the initiative is becoming a platform for the welfare of drivers and safety of passengers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the recently concluded India AI Impact Summit held in New Delhi, sharing a Sanskrit Shubhashitam on social media today. PM Modi said the historic summit witnessed widespread global appreciation for India's capabilities. He noted that it reflects how the forward-looking mindset of India's youth in the field of technology can greatly benefit humanity. The AI Impact Summit 2026 concluded with the adoption of the New Delhi Declaration on AI Impact, marking a significant milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. India and France have signed an amending protocol to revise the India-France Double Taxation Avoidance Convention, DTAC. In a statement, France Finance Ministry informed that the protocol was signed during the recent visit of French President Emmanuel Macron to India. It added that chairperson of the Central Board of Direct Taxes, Ravi Agrawal, inked the protocol with Ambassador of France to India, Thierry Mathieu. Under the amended provisions, full taxing rights on capital gains arising from the sale of shares will be granted to the country where the company is a resident. The Jammu-based White Knight Corps of the Army today said that 7 terrorists were eliminated in a prolonged 326-day high-altitude joint operation in the Chatru area of Kishtwar district. In a post on X, the White Knight Corps termed the operation as gallant perseverance and said relentless and painstaking operations were conducted in the challenging terrain and harsh weather conditions of Kishtwar. Later addressing a press conference, General Officer Commanding of the Counterinsurgency Force Delta, Major General A.P.S. Bal, said the security forces will keep neutralizing terrorists who come into Indian territory. He added that the security forces have been able to eliminate 6 JEM terrorists both in Udhampur and Kishtwar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended condolences on the demise of former Union Minister Mukul Rai. In a social media post, PM Modi said that Mukul Rai will be remembered for his political experience and efforts to serve society. Former Railway Minister and Rajya Sabha MP Mukul Rai passed away early this morning at a private hospital in Kolkata. He was 71. The Indian Embassy in Tehran has urged the Indian nationals in Iran to leave the country by available means of transport, including commercial flights. The embassy has reiterated its advisory issued on January 14 this year, saying all Indian citizens and persons of Indian origin should exercise due caution, avoid areas of protests or demonstrations, stay in contact with the Indian Embassy in Iran, and monitor local media for any developments. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Zimbabwe will take on the West Indies in their Super 8 Group 1 clash at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai. The match will begin at 7 p.m. Indian time today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.